This is the Iron Man 3 Higgsfield service. Now, if you watch Iron Man, you'll see that the baddies were based upon all of the ideas of Tim Riefat around the Higgsfield, and that 2 ounces of mass are lost when humans die. So if you put them in a sealed chamber, then there's a weight loss, which the Victorians found. And as you can see there in the film, Iron Man 3, some female scientist was experimenting with the DNA of the test subjects and found this mysterious missing zone in the DNA, which when added to produced the baddies, who could of course self-regenerate, and some of them went bang, which of course was supposedly the energy of the body. Now one can see that the so-called bang in the Iron Man 3 was much smaller than it would be if the 2 ounces of Higgsfield was all turned into energy in space-time, which would then produce a suitcase nuke type amount of detonation. because of course with E equals MC squared and you're multiplying by the speed of light squared, which is huge, one can see that 2 ounces of mass converted to energy gives you a nuclear explosion. Now this idea comes from Vedic teachings, and the alleged deputy of the Russian psychic warfare program, Konstantin Ivanenko, sent me details of this technology way back, I think, in 2002 or something, because before that I hadn't even realized that this was possible. So you can see, of course, the Russians have been way ahead of the West in terms of thinking, in terms of looking at psychic warfare. And as one can see, the Higgsfield, if it can be deployed, can then of course re-manifest your body if it's injured, because as you can see, when you get shot, the as long as you don't lose too much of your body, you can of course re-manifest it by just repairing the cells. And of course, if you get, as we saw with Iron Man 3, your arm chopped off, then of course, since you've only got 2 ounces of Higgsfield, you could only replace 2 ounces of matter from scratch. So you'd have to put the arm back on, and then it would weld itself together, and then you could then use the Higgsfield to repair all of the joints, etc., etc. Now, of course, if you get more Higgsfield, more than the 2 ounces, then of course you'd be able to do what they did on the Iron Man 3 film, and if you had a limb chopped off, you could actually remake it. And if you, of course, are converting some of your Higgsfield into four-dimensional space-time, because remember, when you die, the Higgsfield is going back into the fifth dimension, because otherwise, when people died, there would be huge nuclear explosions every time they died in four-dimensional space-time, when in fact this massive amount of energy is redirected into the fifth dimension, into the five-dimensional Riemann manifold. And of course you've got entities there that feed off this immense amount of force, which is released by one dying human. And Don Juan and the shamans believe in the eagle, this strange attractor that actually is the end user of this energy. Now, if you could redirect these massive amounts of energy that are released from dying humans, basically move the tunnel of light into another end user, which of course is the vampire body of Tim Riefat, that would then mean that all of the humans dying would then be releasing all of their Higgs field into Tim Riefat, rather than the eagle or the Elohim or other entities that have been farming the humans. Now, of course, one can see that this has been achieved in the fifth dimension by Tim Riefat sometime in the future, where he can simply reconstitute matter, like in Iron Man 3 and beyond. And of course we see the Watchmen film, where the physicist who gets torn apart in a machine that simply extracts his Higgs field, could then of course reconstitute himself and have access to the Higgs field reservoir. Hence we get Dr. Manhattan from the Watchmen film. Now of course I achieve this sometime in the future, but of course one needs to build the mechanism, the machinery to achieve this, because you don't simply wish for something to happen and it happens with psychic warfare, with psychotronics. You actually have to build the machines, build the technology, build the torsion fields, supply the reservoir of force, or in this case, Higgs field. Now, of course, thanks to the multi-billion dollar program of the Pentagon, the Suicide Squad force, now, of course, one can control humans totally, because with the Suicide Squad force, you can simply make them do exactly what you want. Like Angel, Mickey Rourke in the film, when of course they're thinking that they are doing something else. Now in this case, I wanted the Americans to build for me the mechanisms for developing my Higgs field body, which of course meant that I needed an engine built where Higgs field is drained from the human race and, of course, uploaded to me to build that Higgs field body, that Dr. Manhattan body that I'll have in the future, which, of course, I'll need, I expect, since World War III will be started by the Suicide Squad force and will kill off 6.7 billion people. So one can see, of course, that this megacide, which is going to overtake the human race, requires that Higgs field bodies like Dr. Manhattan are available as the new vehicles for the Master Race. The Master Race, of course, being Tim Riefat, the Vampires. Now, thanks to the Suicide Squad Force, I could, of course, get my American slaves to build the Higgsfield engine to construct the Dr. Manhattan body, which, of course, will be fully built in the fifth dimension and manifest in four-dimensional space-time in the future, not too far future, actually, because, of course, we're having World War III coming up. Now, that means that the Americans would have to supply for me a means of sucking dry the humans, sucking dry their Higgsfield, and, of course, supplying the Higgsfield to me. Now, we know that Hollywood is a nest of thieves, and you can see, of course, that the screenwriter stole the idea of the enemy, these augmented humans that can manipulate the Higgsfield, from Tim Riefat, which, of course, is fine by me. If they want to steal my ideas, they, of course, have to pay the price. And the price, of course, was that the Iron Man 3 film is the engine for sucking out the Higgsfield from the human race, notably the audience, and, of course, the Marvel Comics fans. Remember, Iron Man also appears in Avengers Assemble, etc. So you can see, of course, it allows me then to put my hooks into the entire Marvel franchise to use all of its fans who, by the way, almost certainly would have gone to see Iron Man 3, in order to get them to observe the film. And as they observe the film, they're observing these beings that have augmented Higgsfield, as we see Pepper Potts. Was dropped hundreds of feet, 200 feet according to the film, and survived because she had been augmented by the Higgsfield treatment to her DNA, adding new DNA, which allowed her to not only manipulate her own Higgsfield, the 2 ounces, but access even more of it, basically a whole body's Higgsfield. So you can see, of course, that the observer, we've had hundreds of millions of observers of Iron Man 3. So, of course, we've had the 100th monkey effect in 4D, which we need. It's mandatory because we're basically redeploying the Higgsfield that goes bang into the fifth dimension and moving it by 90 degrees into the fourth dimension and funneling it all into Tim Riefat. And, of course, one can see that the Pentagon has got Tim Riefat as its number one enemy in terms of psychic warfare. So you can see, of course, that any of their programs that they build have me as the target, because I'm seen as the biggest, baddest, nasty psychic threat on the planet, and they're all shit scared of me. So you see, I didn't even have to direct the Higgsfield output from the franchise at myself, because by definition, I'm the end user, because they're all desperately trying to develop weapon systems to be able to afflict me, because of course I'm seen as someone who doesn't like their masters, the Rothschilds, and is bringing in a reality where the Rothschilds are slaughtered like dogs, not by me, because of course there's no fun in that, but by some goth in Minnesota, or some nerd in Milwaukee, or some Russian psychic warfare unit in Moscow, or a Chinese psychic warfare unit in Shanghai, or an Islamic state psychic warfare unit, wherever they go after they're blown to pieces in Raqqa and Mosul, or of course the Shia psychic brigade in Tehran, or of course Kim Jong-un's special psychic warfare units in Pyongyang. All of this, the future, because remember, everyone knows psychic warfare works, and the more fuel you've got in the tank, the more psychic warfare you can carry out. And the bigger the engines you can build, the more psychic warfare you can carry out. And of course, building the psychotronic engines is best left to my American bitches, who of course are totally controlled now by the Suicide Squad. So we've got the American bitches building the Suicide Squad engine with all its upgrades. Basically, a psychic version of Boeing. And, of course, with Higgsfield, we've got the American bitches building the Higgsfield engine to power up my Dr. Manhattan body, which will be fully formed and ready to go in the future, thanks to the American Pentagon programs. So you can see it as a psychic Lockheed Martin. So you can see, of course, the use of the Suicide Squad service. You can simply get your enemies to build the psychotronic engines and the refineries to provide them with fuel while they are thinking that they are doing something to stop you. So you can see with Iron Man 3, the entire film, its only usage was to build the psychotronic engine for extracting Higgsfield from the audience and the Marvel fans and franchise. And as you can see, Marvel's got loads more films, all of which now have been hijacked to produce Higgsfield for me. All of which, of course, is being funneled into me. And as you can see with the Suicide Squad film, the main protagonist is the occultist, the Psylord Tim Riefat. So you can see that all of these other programs were being added to the Suicide Squad force program to try and drive me mad, stop me, whatever bollocks they thought they were coming up with, rather like Mickey Rourke in the Angel Heart film, when he thought he was cheating Lucifer, but in fact was doing Lucifer's bidding. Now one can see why the Psylord Tim Riefat did a deal with the great Lord Lucifer to get all of Lucifer's power. when one can see that this power would then allow you to do exactly what Lucifer did to Angel, Mickey Rourke, in the Angel Heart film, and allow you then to set up a production line in SciSpace, where you can actually build all of the psychotronic engines from the far future, all built, of course, by Hollywood and Marvel, DC, and all of the super black projects of the Pentagon, who, of course, were told to do it by the Rothschild royal family, who are in mortal terror. Not so much with me, but with what I'm doing, and that what I'm doing might be irreversible, so that even when they crush me like a flea, my so-called ramblings, which they state, will have so affected reality that they get trapped in my reality with an entity who's just lost his physical vessel due to assassination or some other Rothschild royal family trick, but is still around like Sauron in Lord of the Rings, who still was able to wield all of his power even when he lost his body, except for his lost ring. Now, of course, one can see that the Suicide Squad Force allows you to draw out a blueprint of what you want to build, and then you get your enemies to build it for you. Now, of course, with the Iron Man 3 film, what we've got is that, A, we've got that the Higgs field, the 2 ounces, from anyone who's been afflicted by the film, or afflicted by Marvel comics, or Marvel products, or other Marvel films, is simply sucked dry of their 2 ounces of Higgs field, which of course is contained in a positive torsion field bottle. And by definition, they've redirected their tunnel of light, because instead of the tunnel of light going up to the fifth dimension, or down to the middle place, the underworld, for their soul, it's been directed at the screen, the movie screen, or the television screen, or the computer screen, or their smartphone screen. And they, of course, have put all the effort into redirecting their tunnel of light by 90 degrees into not space-time, but into the two-dimensional matrix of information, which is the movie screen or the TV screen, or of course the computer screen, which means that we've had the Higgs field distilled, not into space-time, where it can get wasted in time, because remember, space-time consists of one dimension of time, one dimension, and 3 dimensions of space, which is called space-time by physicists, but in fact has been redirected all the way down to the matrix, down to the two-dimensional screen. And of course, the mathematics of the matrix are two-dimensional. And we know, of course, from Feigenbaum period doubling, that the third term of the Fibonacci series is 2. So, of course, we can then convert all of the Higgs field, the 2 ounces, not from being lost into the five-dimensional Riemann manifold, and hence to the Eagle, strange attractor, or other parasitical entities that try and feed off it. And it would be called in old occultism the spirit of man. But in fact now, we've downloaded it with that engine into the Matrix. But the Matrix, of course, is the third term, which of course is three space, which of course is the same as psi space. So you can see that then makes it readily available, because basically it's been downloaded into information. So the Higgs field has been de-dimensionalized, having lost three of its dimensions, and gone to the two dimensions of the screen. And we know, of course, that three dimensions are three space is equivalent to I. So of course we've got I, the loss of dimensionality, three dimensions, to the screen, which is two dimensions, but in the Fibonacci series, we've got the third term being two, but three, of course, can be linked to three space and again I. So of course we've got I to the I, which allows us to make imaginary things real. So we're actually building a real world engine from the audience, where we're downloading the Higgs field into the Matrix, so all of the humans are being matricized by the film. They are losing their five dimensionality, four dimensionality, three dimensionality, and becoming two dimensional or more. Remember, in quantum mechanics, you don't simply have all or nothing. You can have partial this, partial that. The cat can be dead, the cat can be alive. Schrodinger's cat. That's how quantum mechanics works. Which means, of course, that man, the modern-day man, becomes partially matricized by the Iron Man 3 engine, which means, of course, that they wander around with their phones, their smartphones, etc., looking at screens all the time, losing their reality in the world. So if you look at modern day man and watch him, you'll see he wanders around with this thing in his hand and bumps into people and crashes his car and doesn't interact with fellow humans because he's so busy collapsing the quantum wave function of the Matrix, the two-dimensional space, on the internet, or texting, or phoning, and most of the time they text. So you can see, of course, the loss of Higgs field has come along beautifully, and one can see that the mobile phones and smartphones, all of which are a manifestation of the massive loss of Higgs field by the human race. That's why I haven't got a phone or a computer. Because, of course, I live in reality and I want to become super real, achieve my Dr. Manhattan body, and then, of course, World War III will be real fun. You'll be able to see the 6.7 billion megaside from a position of simply being a tourist at the fun fair, where you watch all the humans on the rides dying of cobalt 60, dying from tsunamis, dying from rape, pillage, wetware, going mad, dying from nuclear explosions, dying from conventional explosions, dying from bioweapons, dying from chemical weapons, dying from plague, all of this wonderful, amusing stuff. Once you've got a Dr. Manhattan body, because of course you're totally immune, and you can watch the humans, who of course by now have become virtually matrix entities, slaughtering themselves for fun. Basically, it's Hostel 1, 2, and 3, but on a global scale. So you can see, of course, the fun to be had for vampires when you can replicate the Hostel films, which are wonderful, on a global scale. Why? Simply because it's amusing. It's fun. Now, one can see this human trait of liking to see the torment in other humans with the clown craze, which is sweeping the world, which of course is another psychotronic engine that Tim Riefat has been building. Now, we've got the engine, the eye to the eye, so that the film has real-world effects, strips the humans of their 2 ounces, but of course, if you can then get the human observer to collapse their quantum wave function into 2 dimensions, the matrix, the film screen, then of course you can start feeding off the Higgs field of the physical body. And of course with the obese humans, and we know of course that the Americans and British lead the way in obesity and are getting more and more obese, then of course we've got more and more Higgs field, because their mass is manifested from the Higgs field. So of course we're farming mass, and we want the humans to be bigger and fatter, because the heavier they are, the more Higgs field they've got to give to us, the end user of the Higgs field. Now of course with this service you get the certificate, which allows you to suck dry the humans who've been infected with the engine via Iron Man 3, Iron Man, Marvel, Marvel Comics, anything to do with Marvel. Because of course the other side of it is, if we can link it to 2 dimensions information, then simply it's not just Iron Man 3, but we can take the entire information, because of course think of it like a hologram, where you can break the hologram and you've still got the image in the shards. One can think of the entire Marvel organization as being infected, and Iron Man 3 just being a shard, or in fact, think of it like a worm that's injected into a computer to sequester the entire computer. Iron Man 3 sequestering the entire Marvel industry for production of Higgs field for the end user, which of course are the people that buy the Iron Man 3 Higgs field service. This means that your certificate downloaded onto your computer then starts infecting all of the Marvel info in the clouds and all of the associated info that is with it, hence spreading the psychotronic engine to suck more Higgs field out of more people, because not everyone's seen Iron Man 3. So, of course, we can see that we want to suck out the Higgs field out of everybody. So this allows us to broaden the net. And, of course, with the film, we're not just taking the 2 ounces, but we're matrixizing the human race, turning them into information, which, as you can see, is manifesting with the androids and twatters explained on the advanced section. And with the eye to the eye, we can actually make things up in psi-space. And if it's eye to the eye, you can make the imagination real. And, of course, if you've got millions or hundreds of millions of observers, you can then, of course, manifest it in space-time if you've got the requisite 100 million observers, 100th monkey to the power of 4. So you can see why Hollywood films and Marvel and DC comics are obsessions of the Psi-Lord, because, of course, they're the engines that built the Psi-Lord, built the Omega Point Tim back in the past. And, of course, since humans are deaf, dumb, and blind, they can't see bioplasm, which is the aura. They can't see soul fluid, which is the stuff of the soul. And they certainly can't see Higgs field. But I say a shaman can see Higgs field, because the Higgs field causes, as we saw in the Iron Man 3 film, the assemblage point to shine. So you can see that 2 ounces of Higgs field is located, centered in the assemblage point, and gets the assemblage point to shine and manifests the reality for the human. And if you go, of course, to the cinema, you are then aligning your assemblage point, not with reality, but with two-dimensional information on a screen. And this two-dimensional information, of course, is the production in humans of beings who can use their Higgs field to go bang like a bomb, which of course is a much smaller yield than they would go bang if the Higgs field was 2 ounces was fully deployed, because that would then take out town with the blast. They can produce excessive heat, which is converting the Higgs field into energy locally, as we saw with the Iron Man 3, or they can restore their bodies, which is simply adding the information of the body to the Higgs field to re-manifest it. So you can see that this technology allows, for example, Tim Rifat to not die from being microwaved by the British death squads for 20 years, not die from being exposed to all manner of portent down bioweapon, which the British government have been infecting him with, climbing in through the balcony to infect food in the fridge, water, infecting stuff in supermarkets, and then taking them off the shelves once I've left. A gigantic program of trying to poison Tim Riefat with bioweapon, because of course bioweapon is deniable. Oh, he just died of an infection. Blah, blah, blah. And as you can see, this Higgsfield technology supplied to me by the Pentagon and the Marvel Corporation have, of course, needed to be field tested, because, of course, it's all well and good saying that you can do something, but unless you test it, you can't prove that it works. And Tim Riefat's also been experimenting with not eating for weeks at a time, for at least 14 days, just to test out that you can actually live on the Higgs field, because of course if you've got access to the Higgs field, you don't need to eat. You can simply manifest your body directly from the Higgs field. There'll be many books on living on light, which is the process. And as I say, you don't willingly give up food for 14 days, 18 days, 21 days, which Tim Riefat has been experimenting with. But of course, if you're infected with lethal flesh-eating bacteria that eats your face away as you watch, you can watch your mouth just being eaten alive by the portened down bioweapon, probably specially flown in from the Rocky Mountain Arsenal in Arkansas, specially gene-tailored for my genome, all of the shit that the Americans and British have gotten up to. You can see, of course, that this Higgsfield service not only is a lifesaver, but of course is the next step in evolution of the human race, as long as you're Tim Riefat, vampire. Because of course all of the Higgsfield has been channeled, set by the Inception protocols, which thanks to the Suicide Squad's engine, means that the end user is Tim Riefat and the Tim Riefat vampires. Now, the psychotronic crystal that you get with the service simply quantum superimposes the Higgsfield reservoir sucked from the human race into the torsion field container, which lies in the fifth dimension, because that's where it normally should go. And we see the humans are simply supplying more Higgs field, because we're turning them into two-dimensional matrix entities, which doesn't happen when they die. They normally just become four-dimensional entities, as they just become a body that rots. If it was three-dimensional, it'd be just like a statue, stay there. But it's four-dimensional because it rots. And their soul, of course, then is pulled into the middle place by the Archons, supernatural spirits, and their spirit is then pulled into the eagle. All of this means that now we've changed the end user for the Higgs field and got the Pentagon to do all the hard work. And the audience, of course, simply to worship us, they go to the cinema or watch their TVs, computers, smartphones, tablets, to worship us, to send their Higgs field to us as they become matrix entities. Basically, the old pharaonic technology. Worship us, feed us, make us God. Which, of course, is the bread and butter of the Illuminati, and I, of course, as the Archmage of the Illuminati, have all of the technology and am the end user of this entire worldwide science of magic. Now, the psychotronic crystal you get allows your body to be quantum superimposed with the crystal. And the crystal, of course, allows you then to be in contact with the fifth dimension, hence linking up with a reservoir, which is in the fifth dimension, 24/7. Remember, when you squeeze a crystal, you get the piezoelectric effect of spark. So you can see it, all quartz crystals, in fact, are simply stargates to the fifth dimension. And if you build a torsion field in the fifth dimension, and remember, I didn't build the torsion field, the audience again do it, their worship of Iron Man, their love of technology, their love of all of these machines. Remember, they're all desperate to get their latest iPhone, their latest car, the latest gadget. All of this love can then, of course, be siphoned off to build the positive torsion field to contain their own Higgs field, because, of course, we don't want the Psylord having to do any of the work. We want the humans to build all of this far future technology for him, which, as you can see, once you've got the Suicide Squad force, is child's play, because then the human race becomes nothing more than the slaves of the master of the Suicide Squad force. Because remember, all humans are evil, so they're totally controllable by the Suicide Squad force. And if they're supposedly good, good is totally controlled by evil, because evil lies in the hidden parts of good. So you can see you get all of them, and like Angel in the Angel Heart film, they think they're fighting you or cheating you, like we saw with the Marvel film cheating me of the Higgs field idea for the film, and simply building the Higgs field machine, psychotronic engine for me. So you can see, of course, the beauty of having the ability to control everyone around you, who, of course, thinks they're fighting you, thinks they are doing everything to do you in, but in fact are total mind-fucked slaves doing your bidding. And as one can see with World War III approaching, and the megacide of the human race, the need for Higgs field bodies, which mean that World War III simply becomes a fun game, rather like going into a computer game and watching the humans slaughter each other on a massive scale. It becomes great fun, because, of course, when you play a computer game, you can kill the things on the screen, the two-dimensional entities, the humans, while you, in fact, are not in the game and are, in fact, five-dimensional, watching the fun, controlling the action, and playing the game. So you can see how amusing it is. And, of course, you can't have World War III. You can't have the megacide without the Pentagon building for me the Higgs field body, which allows me to watch the action with total impunity, and allows me then to enjoy the show that the human race wishes to put on for my amusement. Now, if you're a vampire, the Higgs field service is the psychotronic generator that has been built to supply you with Higgsfield. The crystal, of course, then links you with the reservoir, which, of course, was built by the Marvel devotees, worshipping their superheroes, their love of Spider-Man, their love of the Avengers, their lust after Marvel heroines, like Black Widow, who was in Iron Man 2, or for Pepper Potts, who was in all the Iron Mans. So you can see the fun to be had, the X-Men, their love for the X-Men, or their lust for Jean Grey, or the mutant that can change her form. Played by, I think, Jennifer Lawrence. So you can see, of course, building positive torsion fields is done by the humans, who are simply working in the factory of the Psylord, building the psychotronic engines, and then, of course, providing the fuel by being the cattle, the goyim, that are actually milked of their bioplasm, as we saw with the Wonder Woman service, milked of their Higgsfield, as we saw with the Iron Man 3 Higgsfield service. So we know that these things exist. We then can see that, like humans that farm cattle to get milk and beef and leather, we do the same now with the humans, because the humans are simply animals to the vampires. And as one can see with humans, when an advanced race goes to another continent and is met with primitives, the primitives, of course, simply end up being the cattle, as we saw with the Red Indians, the Mayans, all of the Central South American indigenous population, the Aborigines, the blacks, who, of course, were enslaved and used as slave labor, and, of course, as rape whores. All of this standard for humans. So as you can see, now the West are simply the Red Indians, who are now the property of the vampires, who are using far future technology built in the past by the Pentagon on the orders of their master, the Psylord. So you can see that positive torsion fields, which are inputted into your crystals, are built by worshippers of Marvel, DC, worshippers of popular music, worshippers of the royal family with the Gormless Harlot, blah blah blah, PC service. And of course we've got sport, which I'm very interested in, football, NFL. Then we get baseball, basketball, all of these things, which have been used. We saw inverting the Premier League to suck out the positive torsion field of the Premier League to build more psychotronic generator weapon systems. Now, of course, you can have the Higgs field at your disposal simply with this service, which costs $1,000. So if you wish to build the Higgsfield body, then now you have the opportunity to add to your capabilities. Enjoy.